Franklin-based Acadia Healthcare is retrenching after ousting its chairman in December. Under Joey Jacobs, it became one of the largest operators of psychiatric hospitals and addiction clinics in the country. But WPLN's Blake Farmer reports Acadia is now talking about selling off one of its largest acquisitions.
Acadia bought a big behavioral health provider in the United Kingdom in 2016, nearly doubling the company's scale in a single $3 billion deal. But that's left Acadia heavily in debt and dragged down share prices. Now Acadia plans to sell the UK division and trim expenses in the US. Newly appointed CEO Debbie Osteen spent her first few months on the job reviewing the company's operations. She told investors Acadia plans to be more careful with future growth.
Wow. We've confirmed that we're in the right service lines. We also have adjusted some of our thought process and also our models here around that discipline and how we choose to allocate capital.
Osteen says Acadia remains in a favorable industry as medication-assisted opioid treatments become the standard and insurance is required to offer more coverage for mental health. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.